it's the coach home. It's John Gibbons this week doing a look at across the Premier League and how other teams are doing or not, as the case may be. And we're starting up in Newcastle, and Chris Ward, who often helps us out and lets us know. I mean, events on Tyneside, it's not looking great at the moment, is it, Chris? Newcastle are in the relegation zone, 18th, haven't won yet this season. And Leicester at home, although Leicester a good team and I think quite set up to play away from home, it must have been one that you were maybe hopeful to get off the mark for, but it didn't happen at the weekend.
Yeah, Saturday was quite alarming, to be honest. I mean, Newcastle they've huffed and puffed through the season, but they've had a very difficult start up until the weekend. And as you say, Leicester are a difficult team. They were never going to be easy to defeat, but it was a game that Newcastle fans had really targeted, and Rafa Benitez really targeted as a potential win, one that could belatedly kickstart the season, and they faltered. I mean, they had a couple of chances in the first half, but as soon as they fell behind, they never really looked like getting back into the game. And it was the manner of the defeat was almost more concerning than the defeat itself. And they go to Man United this weekend, who themselves are in trouble, but Newcastle need that result just to lift the gloom, because otherwise it's going to be a long international break without a win.
Yeah, you mentioned lifting the gloom, and it does kind of feel like that looking from the outside in that it's been a series of disappointing transfer windows, you would say. I'm sure Rafa Benitez will feel like that and the fans as well. Last summer you kind of came out of it and there was a bit of a determination to be positive, and I think the results sort of this time last season were actually pretty good, kind of thinking back. But you can only do that so many times, can't you? We can only ask the same number of players to kind of group together and push on so many times before everyone just kind of gets a bit flat with it. Would you say that's kind of what's happened?
Yeah, and I think that the problem that Newcastle have is that last season and also the season when they came up, the difference was that there was an end goal. The season that came up, it was to get promotion. Last season was survival, and then it was portrayed that things would be better going forward, they'd have more money.
Yeah.
And it just hasn't worked out that way. That they didn't spend very much in the summer. In some ways, you can say the squad's weaker in areas.